The Sunday Show with Ireland's Blue Book, a romantic collection of Irish country house hotels, manor houses, castles and restaurants. Ireland'sBlueBook.com.
Sunshine 106.8.
And you're very welcome to the Sunday Show. And this evening we have a very special guest, Michelle Maguire, CEO of Ireland's Blue Book. Michelle, how are you?
Good evening, Ed. I'm very well, thank you.
Now, we're coming into the lovely, one of my favourite times of year here in Ireland, the winter, right? And I always think, Michelle, that Blue Book properties are, I know they're lovely in summertime, but I always think that they lend themselves to crackling fires, sitting with a beautiful book, having afternoon tea. Your properties are just beautiful to visit in winter.
I think so. I think even now in late autumn, if you get a really crisp day, you could go and stay in a Blue Book house, go wandering around the estate, you know, put on the Wellington boots or the boots, get out there, go for a walk, come back then, sit by the fire, have a nice drink, go in for a lovely meal. So I would encourage people to go away in the autumn and in the winter as well. Yeah, definitely.
Now, I mean, you're all over Ireland, in Northern Ireland and all over the island of Ireland. You have amazing properties up in Derry. I was just thinking of Derry the other day because, of course, Derry is celebrating this fabulous Halloween festival. And they've become the Wall City, of course, the medieval city. It lends itself as well to sort of Halloween. It's a lovely time, actually, to have a Blue Book kind of trip, isn't it? Halloween.
Oh, absolutely. I think so. With the forests and the woods on the estates, it's lovely to get away. The houses lend themselves to that kind of celebration. So I get away to any part of the country, really. There's good availability this year, actually, for Halloween. I would say that to people. I think perhaps we all treated ourselves maybe with the rugby weekends. So this Halloween, we did. I think we all thought we were going to be busy for the next few weekends watching rugby. And unfortunately, that dream has ended. So I would encourage people to, you know, get away maybe for Halloween
now. Drown your sorrows.
Drown your sorrows, absolutely. I know I was planning to be busy watching rugby.
I was looking there on the website the other day, and you now have 63 properties. Amazing. And you're celebrating in 24, it started in 1974, and you're going to be celebrating 50 years. I must say, you're looking great on it, Michelle, now,
yeah,
really.
Yeah,
I 50 years anniversary coming up.
No, absolutely. Actually, Francis Bennett Brennan was just joking about that last week with me because he knows my age, and he kept mentioning how wonderful 50 years was. But next year is our celebration of our 50th anniversary. We were set up back in 1974 by actually six hotels that are still in the Blue Book now to this day.
And that's amazing. Of course, I mean, the voucher, the Blue Book voucher is, for me, the kind of, when I see that in a little Christmas stocking, I'm always very excited because they are amazing vouchers. And in terms of the vouchers themselves, they don't ever expire, Michelle, is that
no,
right?
No, we really, really want people to use their vouchers now more than ever. So I would encourage people, if they found an old voucher, by all means, go ahead and use it. Our hotels and country houses will certainly accept it and they will love to see them coming. Absolutely.
Just for people that wouldn't know, it was the history, I suppose, because I think it's very interesting, the whole history. Could you just bring us back a little bit to the inception and how it all started? Where did the Blue Book come from?
Right, so let's go back in time to 1974. And if you can imagine, I know you're too young, Ed, but if you can imagine in Ireland back in the early 70s, Irish people weren't going off and staying in hotels or maybe dining out. We didn't have the money for it back then in the early 70s. So a lot of the guests came from overseas, especially from Britain. And then we entered into a more troubled period in Irish history and our visitors from the UK kind of went down. So a collection of these country houses came together. I think they had support of one of the tourism boards. They made a little book and off they went to America to promote Ireland, the island of Ireland, and the hotels and encourage Americans to come here to Ireland. And that's really where the Blue Book started. We still go out to America. We're still lucky to have loads of American visitors coming and staying in Blue Book houses all summer long. So that's something that continues to this day, that American visitor is very important to us in the Blue Book and in Ireland in general.
Yeah, and I mean, I noticed this summer there was a huge influx again. Even September now was incredibly busy, I think, with I saw Americans everywhere again. So it was great to have them back. And of course, there's so many flights now. I think we've 19 flights alone with Aer Lingus. Then we've United, Delta, American Airlines. I mean, it's unbelievable how we're in service now, Michelle, with America.
There's amazing connectivity from the US to Ireland. Yes, Aer Lingus have brought on new flights. I think there's a new flight from Dallas. And when you think about it, if you're on the East Coast of America, if you're in New York or, you know, Washington, it's a reasonable flight over to Ireland. So what we're seeing now is Americans coming for long weekends, which is fantastic.
Yeah,
you know, so it's not their big holiday.
Yeah, sorry, I was going to say Cleveland. I met people the other day. They were here from Cleveland for 4 days, and there's four flights a week there now as well. And we've Denver, and we have Minneapolis, St. Paul coming up next year.
Absolutely, and these Americans are coming here. They're going out. They're staying in our country houses throughout the island of Ireland, from Kerry to Donegal to Clare to Galway. And that's really important for our economy, that we have those visitors coming here and spending their money in Irish hotels.
And in terms of, you know, castles, country houses, mansions, again, it's very, when I was describing Blue Book properties to some people in America, actually, when I was in Cleveland recently, and then it was showing them, I mean, they just, there's a unique offering, isn't it? There's certain boxes that you have to tick to kind of become a member, isn't there?
There is. I mean, in general, all the Blue Book properties are historical properties. And I think that certainly appeals to our Americans that come to Ireland. They love staying in 12th century, you know, Barbastown Castle or Balique Castle, because they don't have castles in the US, as opposed to some of our visitors from France or from Germany. So castles certainly appeal. And we are lucky in the Blue Book that we have a lovely collection of castles.
I went to Barbastown a few months ago, and Ted Robinson there, he's such a character. He flies a helicopter as well. He was a rugby player.
He's
fabulous. But it's the nearest 40 minutes from Dublin Airport. And
I keep telling Americans that it's 30 minutes from Dublin Airport. But when you're talking to our US visitors, they're coming here, they're picking up a rental car, they're driving on the other side of the road. So I think something like Barbastown is wonderful for them, because they pick up the car, they can stay in Barbastown, get used to the car, and then travel on. Or if they have an early morning flight. And actually, that's for Irish people as well. I think if you have an early morning flight out of Dublin Airport, staying somewhere close to the airport before you fly out is very convenient.
Yeah, I mean, I did an overnight there, and then friends of mine, they did the Sunday lunch there, which is brilliant, by the way. It's the real Sunday lunch. They got the bus from just outside Houston Station.
Oh, yeah.
And they had a great time, because you can have a glass of wine there, of course, as well. But that's how easy it is to get to Barbastown Castle.
Yeah,
so
no,
great history there as well.
Yeah, it's lovely. It's been in the Blue Book quite a long time. Other castles, and we've Castle Duro in County Leash, which is a beautiful, romantic property with gorgeous gardens. A lot of the Blue Book properties have lovely gardens, so that's where we would see them becoming very popular in May and June. The people love for romantic weekends away, or even for weddings as well.
Yeah, and I mean, certain parts of, well, like Kilkenny, for example, you have beautiful properties there. I remember I was doing falconry in Mount Juliet, Butler's House, and then, of course, you had the wonderful Gareth Byrne in Campania.
Yeah.
So you had a perfect storm of Blue Book properties there for you. I loved it. It was.
I think
great.
Every Irish person knows that Kilkenny is always good for a mini break time of the year. It's a gorgeous city, and I should call it a city. I don't want to get that wrong on radio. Campania, Michelin star restaurant, Inn in the Heart, Butler House, Old Dowager House connected to the castle, full of history, beautiful quirky little Blue Book property in the heart of the city. And then you have the huge Mount Juliet estate with its grounds, the golf course, if you want to stay outside the city of Kilkenny.
Yeah, and of course you have the, I mean, I always love doing the Shenanigans Walk there. You have Avoca, you have the Design Centre, and you said there the history, the castle. Of course, there's so much to do there.
Yeah, again, you have the medieval mile in Kilkenny. Yeah, it really is. I think it's a great city for a break. Yeah, for a mini break.
And coming into the winter now, I mean, Christmas again, right? I was reading in one of those very fancy travel magazines recently where they described one of your sort of, I suppose, one of the jewels, Ballyfin, and it was described as one of the most lavish experiences, one of the most lavish mansions or kind of country houses in Ireland. And there was, and yet it only has 20 rooms or something.
Yeah.
Could you tell us a little bit? I've never stayed in Ballyfin, right? I must say it's on my list.
Well, first of all, it was a boarding school for many years. It's a Regency period house beautiful restoration. And when we go promoting Ireland overseas to America or anywhere, it's wonderful to have a property like that to showcase Ireland. A lot of the guests in Ballyfin would be from overseas. A lot of people work there. It's great for the local economy. And I know Laois is very, very proud of Ballyfin. It's really put Laois on the map on the international scene. It's small, it's intimate. The bedrooms are absolutely gorgeous. It's somewhere very, very, very special to stay. And it, for some people, it'll be a once in a lifetime. For others, if they're lucky enough, it's something they could do quite often. But I think for Ireland, having a hotel like that and the new Cashel Palace that opened as well last year, it's really important for us to have those beautiful five-star properties.
Yeah, now the Cashel Palace, actually, that's in Galway, right?
I mean, no, near Cashel, looking out at the Rock of Cashel.
Ah, sorry, the Cashel Palace, because you have another hotel in Galway. With
Oh, yeah, we like to make it really confusing.
What's the Cashel one?
Cashel House over in Connemara.
Oh,
they've just won, I know, they've just won Pet-Friendly Hotel of the Year at the Georgina Campbell Awards last week. That's Cashel House over in Galway in Connemara. And then Cashel Palace is beside the Rock of Cashel. It's the old Bishop's Palace.
I stayed there a good few years ago. Now, I know actually the one you're talking about now, people went there recently and they said it was one of the best lunches they've ever had. So they've won awards, I think, for their food. And that's an amazing property, isn't it?
Cashel Palace is fantastic. Again, an amazing restoration. And as someone working in the tourism industry, going overseas and being able to showcase these beautiful hotels, it really, really helps sell the whole island of Ireland.
I hadn't been to West Cork for quite a while, I must say. And during the year, I went down. And again, another area I think that you're very strong in now is Cork. I mean, obviously, it's the biggest county in Ireland. So, you know,
I was wondering when we were going to get to Cork, Ed.
So, it doesn't take too long. But I mean, I need to talk to you about Lisard, Dunoan House and Fernhill House and Gardens. Yeah. Now, Lisard has had a very interesting history. Fascinating place. I was really blown away by it. I mean, it is something very special. Could you just give people an idea of Lisard and when you went to see it first, sort of, you know, and when you decided, I want this in the Blue Book?
It's a very special place. I've heard different rumours that it was owned by the Swiss government.
No, that's absolutely true. They had a whole office there or whatever. Yeah, people are still looking for gold bars there underneath the floorboards, apparently.
It's a beautiful historical house. They have a sky garden. And it's going to be hard to describe this on radio.
Yeah.
But you go into the sky garden and it's almost like, is it like a womb?
I must say it was one of the best experiences I've had. Now, I did the sound bath with Hayley, I was with a friend of mine, Margaret, and the designer who the American guy
James Terrell,
James Terrell, who's a very famous guy. This installation was incredible. Big, large steps going up. You go through a passage, and as you know, you go up, and it is just like if you have like the half of an egg, I guess, if you like, and it's completely green. And when you go in there, there's an Egyptian plinth, and then we kind of relaxed on that, and then Hayley did the sound baths.
Yeah, and what I did is, I lay there, and you can go foot to foot with whoever you're there with, and you look
footsie,
and you look up the sky, and essentially the sky becomes your garden. So you're looking at the clouds, and you book your time in the garden. So you're there maybe with just a friend or your partner, whoever you go away with for the weekend. So it's very, very peaceful. I think you can do it at night, different times of the year as well. So then you're looking at the stars as your garden. So that's really special. But again, it's everything about Lisard is about relaxing, calm, a little bit of time for yourself. I think that's really important at the moment because we all have pretty hectic lives. So very special place to stay, actually.
Yeah, and I mean, what was really incredible about it was, I mean, all the sound from outside is sort of cancelled. It's like sound cancelling earphones.
Yeah.
And we were sort of there, and you could hear that. I mean, the cleansing, this I can recommend, say to anybody, I was talking about this before when I came back, you feel completely cleansed. I mean, it's all the chakras. Hayley does all this amazing, the tea is a tea ceremony, and then the sound reverberates through you. I thought I was going to float up into the air. It was fascinating.
At this point, I should tell you, when I was there, I was with my mother-in-law. So it was an incredibly relaxing experience.
Now, you see, that was a different cleansing experience that you had, right? I don't have a mother-in-law, so I'm so jealous.
Cork is a fabulous part. Let's get on. Let's stick to the geography. West Cork is an amazing part of Ireland. Mm. And we're lucky in the Blue Book because we have Nisard there, if you want to stay. We also have Fernhill House and Gardens near Clonakilty. And you mentioned Dunone House, and that's a private hire. So we have some properties in the Blue Book that if you want to hire the historical house out for a 50th birthday, an anniversary, you can do that as well. So
And Kayleigh, the cakes in Dunone House, I mean, we had afternoon tea there. Unreal. She cooks the most incredible cakes. Could you tell us a little bit about the concept of Dunone House for people? Because that was something really exciting, I thought. Very innovative is what they've done as well there.
Yeah, I think they wanted to create somewhere special for people to go away for a weekend if they wanted to go with their family. Now, you can have some of your stay catered if you wish, or you can have the house to yourself. The decor is absolutely beautiful. So I would recommend people just go onto the Dunone House website. Also, Kayleigh, who's a very annoyingly talented woman, is amazing on social media as well. So if you want to have a look at that area, take a look at the Dunone House social media feeds and you'll get a sense of the property. But I think if you are arranging a party for maybe a 60th, 70th, or, you know, she even does some small hen nights as well for maybe the more mature bride.
Yeah, I called them posh hens.
Posh hens. I didn't want to say that. I think she does some posh hens. Yeah. It's a very special place to stay.
Yeah, I mean, you have a beautiful little beach just down the road, the walks around the area, and of course, Clonakilty.
Is this where we get back to you saying Cork is the best county in Ireland?
No,
again?
I mean,
we've gone around.
All counties in Ireland have their own special qualities, Michelle, but Cork probably has, just because it's bigger, I suppose, it has a lot. But that whole area, Skibbereen and Clonakilty, is really special, isn't it? I love it.
It is, but I'm going to mention East Cork as well before I have a rebellion from Ballymaloe and Ahern.
I was going to mention the sausage factory. I did the Clonakilty sausage. But go on, I'm like, go on, work away.
We're going to spend our whole time talking about Cork. Other counties are available.
Yes, no, we're going to go. We're going to work our way up now, right? We've done Galway as well. So tell us, East Cork. Come on, tell us.
Cork, we have Ballymaloe, one of the founding members of the Blue Book. We've a Hearn's townhouse then in Youghal as well.
So. Now, Ballymaloe, let's just touch on that because I was lucky enough to stay there and chat. I had a lovely interview with Fern Allen. Wonderful setup there. I must say the food again was just mind-blowing. Memories. I remember arriving and they offer you like afternoon tea and little scones or scones, as you might say. Mm-hmm. And I thought they were going to float away. They were the lightest scones I'd ever had, but just beautiful.
They know how to cook in Ballymaloe, I have to say.
Do you think they do?
Yeah, yeah. But it is that escape. You come to the gates, and that's the same with many Blue Book houses. You come to the gates, you go up a long driveway, and hopefully, if you're, you know, lucky enough to have a nice weekend away,
stunning.
You feel yourself just relaxing as you go up the driveway and you can treat yourself because, you know, we are all busy these days. So those special treats are important.
And I loved as well. You were just like Ballycotton was just up the road. Yeah. You know, you could have your beach walks and stuff. But I mean, I was again blown away that the property there is so big. I mean, I know it's like 300 plus acres or something. You'd know the exact.
Not test me on that, please. The acreage of each Blue Book house.
Exactly how many?
It's large.
Yeah, and all the wonderful. I mean, working farm, of course. You know, they grow everything there as well, which is fantastic. But that was one really, really exciting one. I really enjoyed it a lot. So. Moving away from Cork now to another place very dear to my heart, Kerry, right?
Kerry.
Which is very nice, where we used to holiday. Not necessarily in Blue Brook properties, Michelle, when I was younger, but, you know, the White Sands Hotel was very nice, Ballyhig. Kerry has some amazing, you've got some really lovely ones there as well. You mentioned, of course, the fabulous Francis Brennan earlier. He's one of the big ones there. But how many properties have you in Kerry now?
So we're lucky that we have properties all around County Kerry. In Killarney Town, which is very popular, we have Killarney Royal. So it's a townhouse. So that suits someone who wants to be in the heart of things in Killarney. And then just outside Killarney, we've Carnan Country House Hotel.
Lovely spot.
Beautiful. So you have the combination of proximity to Killarney, but you're a little bit out as well. So that one's it's a beautiful house, beautiful country house, absolutely gorgeous. If you want to go out then on the Ring of Kerry, near Killorgan, we've Carrick Country House. Now, that's a real jewel. It's a very, very peaceful place. It's on Carra Lake. If you really want to get away from it all, I'd really recommend that. And of course, then you head on to Kinmare, and we have the Park Hotel in Kinmare, owned by John and Frances Brennan. And then we have the Lansdowne, owned by John Brennan as well, in Kinmare. So really, when it comes to Kerry, and Kerry is such a popular destination, but as I often tell people from other regions of Ireland, Kerry have been promoting Kerry as a destination for hundreds of years. You know, so that's why it is beautiful, but they work very hard as a team there to promote Kerry, both domestically and overseas as well.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And I think as well, Dublin, people from Dublin, you know, I mean, we're a Dublin station. They absolutely love going down to Kerry because I know people that have only done a few different, they get vouchers, of course, and they do Blue Book properties, and they're excited about trying some of the properties that you've mentioned now that they haven't been to before as well.
Yeah.
And I think sometimes they are, what you were saying earlier about, of course, the Americans, they know very well, of course, about these amazing places. But I think it's wonderful. And COVID probably did a bit of that for us as well.
Oh, it did. I think a lot of us Irish people discovered, I'm from a border village myself, so I knew how beautiful Sligo and Donegal was because that's where we went on our, you know, days out. But post-pandemic, I think a lot of Ireland knows how beautiful parts of the undiscovered parts of the country are. Like Sligo with its beaches, Benbulbin, absolutely magnificent. And Donegal, all up along, you could, Slieveley Cliffs, all up along the Donegal coast. Amazing part of the island of Ireland.
Yeah, and another, you mentioned there about, we were just saying about Kerry. I remember I had a really lovely stay there as well. The Park Hotel, of course, is just unique. I think that would be another jewel in the crown for me anyway. But one of the ones that I really loved was, and I loved two of them, and I know, I remember it used to be on your website as a kind of a, on the homepage, but New Forge House and Ard Tara.
Oh,
now,
yeah.
New Forge House, I have to say, tell people about that because the history, John there and his wife, she's from Scotland, another amazing chef.
So it's just, it's wonderful. It's in County Armagh. And again, a county that we'd admit maybe we wouldn't think of first for tourism, but there's so much to do in that whole region. There's beautiful National Trust gardens, very close. So really, I would encourage people to visit Northern Ireland, get to know Northern Ireland. The house itself is the smallest in the Blue Book. It's owned by John Matters, it's his family, and his wife Louise. He's a fantastic cook. I was at an event last night and I just met a lady who'd been there last week, and she was just saying the warmth of their welcome and how amazing the food was there as well. So really with the Blue Book, maybe try and discover those hidden gems in Ireland and the hidden parts of Ireland that you may not have visited before. Ard Tara is another gorgeous Blue Book historic house. It's a Victorian house in County Derry as well.
Now, I mean, I remember, again, things that jump out at you. I mean, I love food and travel. The two things are so good together. But the John Dory, he cooked John Dory and the fish. And, you know, some things that were just amazing. The wine list there, that was amazing as well.
The gin list there, if you're a gin drinker.
Yes, I know. Now, I think there was like 50-something gins on.
They take their gin very seriously. Yeah. And they
Northern Ireland's very good, though, for gin, I have to say.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely.
And then the garden outside, this beautiful organic wild garden, the chickens were roaming around.
Yeah.
And you mentioned Armagh there. It's interesting because I discovered Armagh maybe really about 2 or 3 years ago. Fantastic observatory, incredible planetarium, some of the most beautiful Georgian architecture in Ireland as well.
Yeah.
And just again, the warmth and the hospitality. Of course, the cider county. And
the cider, especially now in autumn, we think about Armagh. You also, if you're a Game of Thrones fan, the theatre tours is up there, so you can go there. Hillsborough Gardens. There's so much to do, so just do a little bit of research and I think you'd find that you'd fill at least, you know, 3 days if you did a long weekend or if you could take a few days off midweek. I'd highly recommend it.
The other one as well that's really good that I've stayed in and I love it, Bishop's Gate. Now, Kieran there, right, who's just a fabulous character, he was telling me that when people go up there, in terms of, I suppose, value for money, Northern Ireland does represent great value for money. A lot of people discovered that, I think, during COVID as well. But you get great bang for your buck with the Blue Book voucher in Derry because it's really good value.
I have to say that in case Kieran is listening, absolutely. And for a lot of us, Derry is undiscovered and it's a great city and you get an amazing warm welcome when you go there. There's lots to do. Get out, get to know the city, explore it. Bishopsgate, it's an old gentleman's club, I believe. It's a historic building in the heart of the city. So it's great if you want a city break. So if you want to be in the heart of the city and explore a city, I definitely would look at Bishopsgate.
Yeah, it's great. And again, I remember having an amazing steak there. The food was fabulous. I was there for St. Patrick's weekend this year and it was just great.
There's other good, there's good dining options. We've Brown's Bun Hill is also in.
Yes, I was there, yeah.
Yeah, and if anyone watches those TV shows, the Great British Menu or that, you'd recognise the chef of that, Ian Orr. So great dining options for the city of Derry as well.
Yeah, and I mean, Ian popped into our Tara and he actually did a lovely meal. He was doing cooking with Ian one night there and kind of pairing it. And amazing, that was fantastic food there as well. Now, moving along, I suppose, County Louth, a place that people don't always think about, you know, going to, but I actually love it. I discovered Baltray Golf Course there and I discovered Sea Point recently and Drogheda actually itself. Really nice town, fantastic history there. You have a lovely property up there as well, don't you?
We do. We have Gann House in Carlingford. And actually, my husband and I used to always sneak away there for weekends, until they came into the Blue Book. And now it's a work thing for me. If you're Dublin-based, Carlingford is a very short drive on a Friday evening if you can get away for the weekend. And if you like the outdoors and you want to get out walking, Carlingford is an amazing area. You have the proximity to the moorings, so you can be out and up in the mountains in a very short period of time. Cute little medieval town, some great pubs as well.
Yeah, no, absolutely. It's a beautiful little town and I loved it. And again, a fabulous castle there and great history as well. So really, and you're right in the centre. So I loved it.
It's up to ourselves to get to know these places and do a little bit of research. If you were going away somewhere overseas, you'd do your research. You'd find out what's there to see and do.
Michelle, when it comes to you sitting down and deciding what areas are, you know, do you think to yourself, you know, how do you decide exactly what the criteria are, I suppose, if you don't mind me asking you that, for properties to be welcomed or to be invited? Because, of course, you have to be invited to join the Blue Book.
Yeah, I think food is very important. It's very important to us. We've got some amazing chefs. So that is one thing that we look at, what restaurants are producing amazing food. That can be country house cooking or Michelin star, it depends. The other thing is we listen to what our customers are telling us. Derry had become very popular and was having a bit of a moment. You know, it was trendy. People were watching, you know, Derry Girls. So we looked closely at the city of Derry to see what property would work for our guests in the city. And that's when we approached Bishopsgate. And we were really glad. And, unfortunately, as soon as they came in, we had a pandemic. But that's a wonderful property. So often it's about listening to our customers and what are they looking for. We have different customers. We have our Americans and our overseas visitors. So often they are looking for historical properties because that's what they want when they come to Ireland. And that's what they'd like from the Blue Book. So often we look at that style of property as well. In general, we're looking at kind of smaller boutique style properties. About 90% of our properties are still family owned and they're throughout the island of Ireland.
Yeah, what's interesting is actually, I think you're right about that in terms of American and domestic. For example, like the last time I was up for Paddy's weekend in, I stayed in Bishopsgate, they have lovely apartments now, which is part of the offering. So I loved that because it was a complete apartment, everything you'd want in it. There was the hotel option as well. Of course, it's a busy time, St. Patrick's weekend. But I loved that. And then, of course, you talked earlier about Dunoan House. There's a wonderful mix now. I mean, you know, in terms of, you know, castles, country, but again, self-catering and you're tight. I mean, it was also beside the hotel, so you could pop over for your breakfast. I loved that.
I think you have to find yourself, what are you looking forward to for a weekend away? For some people, they want to be in the heart of a city. So they might pick somewhere like Perry Square in Limerick. It's a beautiful Georgian part of Limerick, beautiful historical property. So it's still a historical property, but it's in the heart of the city. So if you're in the mood for a city break, maybe pick a Blue Book property that's in a city. For other people, they want to really get away from it all. So it's maybe out into the heart of Connemara. So we try to look at properties that will fulfill the needs of our customers. And those people that have the Blue Book vouchers, we want them to use those vouchers, and we want a selection of properties that will appeal to them.
I was just in Limerick. We filmed a lovely little TV programme there, Edfin Travel, just to give myself a plug, but it's on the...
On Virgin Media.
Player. it aired last week there. But I was blown away by Limerick, right? I have to say, because I hadn't really done Limerick, I think, properly until I actually played rugby, I mean, when I was younger, right? Believe it or not, for about 2 minutes. But we used to go to play Munchins and Crescent, but... I was actually really impressed with Limerick. Now, they've the new rugby experience there, which is fantastic. I really enjoyed it. The oldest shop in Limerick, Eleanor's Tea Shop, I mean, that was like something you'd see out of like Harry Potter or something. It was fantastic. But you mentioned there, I mean, George in Limerick, where One Perry Square is, gorgeous property. I mean, what Patricia's done there. And again, you wouldn't, like the Merrion Hotel in Dublin, I suppose, another one of yours, you wouldn't even think it's a hotel, actually.
Yeah, it's very
so
discreet.
Gorgeous.
Yeah.
And a lovely spa there as well.
Yeah.
And then... the outside, if to get out, I wanted to do something exciting in terms of the Greenway. And we went up to the highest point, Knockfearna, in where the mustard seed is, of course, which is another beautiful. Now, that's the drive up that you talked about earlier. And John Edward, of course, who is a well-travelled man. I mean, he had organic wines from the Lebanon, and he'd amazing. The food, again, was fabulous there.
Fabulous restaurant there in the mustard seed.
Yeah.
So, yeah, when you think about a Blue Book property, when we think about who we're taking in to the collection, we are really looking at restaurants that offer something really, really special.
Yeah, and Limerick really, I mean, again, I mean, it's almost like you can kind of, you know, you have the city one experience, and then just Ballingarry, which was just out the road, and right beside Adair, which was gorgeous. Because I'd never be able to afford to stay in Adair Manor, you know, Michelle, like I would, on my salary, you know yourself, like it's, I think it's about 3,000, I don't know the prices, but...
I am not going to comment on any other hotel. It looks beautiful.
It looks
beautiful.
But it is stunning. And I mean, the Adair village itself, I mean, absolutely magnificent. I loved staying the mustard seed. Again, the art, that's another thing I found about a lot of the properties. There's amazing art collections that the owners, have collected over the years.
Yeah, and curated over the years.
It's like you're in a little art gallery as well.
I find that one, Gregan's house in the Burn. And the Burn, again, is a region of Ireland that if you haven't visited, I highly recommend you go. Gregan's Castle has been in the Blue Book for many, many years. But Freddie and Simon, who own it, the design elements of that property are absolutely gorgeous. They work with a lot of local artists and artisan producers. So when you go there, their style is quite unique. And it's very special.
Yeah.
So hopefully you get that when you visit a Blue Book property, that if you're doing, you know, you get inspiration for your own design of your own house as well.
And the other thing you mentioned there about food, of course, you seem to have an amazing collection. I mean, you've the wonderful Kevin Dundon down in Wexford, Dunbrody House, and then Paul Flynn, of course, who's a great character, the tannery as well.
Yeah.
So it seems like you have the creme de la creme of Irish chefs that are all part of it.
Yeah, we're very, very lucky with the chefs that we have in the collection.
Ross Lewis, of course, chapter one, because I know it's Mick now.
Absolutely. And often that's what they talk to each other, and they look at who are they going to invite into the collection? Who do they think our future customers will like, and who will appeal to them?
I think that's a great thing about it as well. I remember, I think I heard Francis Brennan being interviewed at one stage, and he was talking about if a fridge broke down, he could ring one of the members and they'd know where to get that lovely kind of support group, if you like. And that's a lovely part of it for the members, isn't it?
Oh yeah, they've all worked together and they're for years, and they know each other, and often if anyone's having a problem, they'll help each other out. So it's very collegiate among the hospitality industry in Ireland. And many of them have worked for some of the other hotel owners over the years as they've come up through the industry.
Yeah, absolutely. For someone who'd never been to Ireland before, right? Now, it can be domestic as well, but I'm saying for somebody who's never sort of visited Ireland, and your experience in terms of regions and things to do, for a week or 10 days, would you sort of give us a little idea what you'd say to them? You probably get asked this a lot. when you're representing Ireland and the Blue Book overseas? Do you people say to you, Michelle, what would you tell, what do you want? Because people love to be told what to do, don't they?
Yeah, they absolutely do. I mean, for some people visiting Ireland, they might only be coming in for a few days. So they're flying into, I'm going to say Dublin in many cases, and they want a taste of Ireland. And Wicklow is beautiful for that. You've got mountains, you've got amazing places like Powers Court, Powers Court Gardens, yeah. Absolutely stunning, and Glendalough. So if you only have a very short period of time in Ireland, and you could combine Dublin with Wicklow, and I think that would work very well. I would have to say that first-time visitors, especially from the US, do tend, the majority of them, to go south, down towards Cork and Kerry, and then they come up along the west coast of Ireland. So they really travel along the Wild Atlantic Way. Northern Ireland is incredibly popular now, so we have lots of people going up along the Northern Ireland coastline and going to visit the Giant's Causeway. It really depends on who you are, what you want to do yourself, what you want to do with your time. For me, hiring a car and just wandering around every day and seeing the scenery and meeting people is what makes Ireland special. What we do recommend to our overseas visitors is they don't try and pack everything in a short period of time, which sometimes they can. I often say select a part of Ireland and do that well, rather than trying to visit the whole island of Ireland in one short week.
Yeah, and that's another place actually that I loved. You mentioned Wicklow there, the Wicklow Escape. I was in a hot tub there
I'm not sure we need to hear that story. Any story that starts with I was in a hot tub.
It's very innocuous. I was picking mushrooms up. There was
again, this story could go places.
It was really nice. It's really kind of away from it all.
It used to
be a hostel, I think, or something in its former years, but it's really, they've done a fabulous job there, and they did that lovely kind of communal dinner. And we had most fabulous food, but everybody gathered in a big room, fire crackling again. But I like that as well. So you have that was a shared experience.
Yeah, and I would take a look again at their website. They do lots of kind of special event weekends where a chef comes in and is cooking for the weekend. So I really would keep an eye on their website to see what they are going to have coming up over the autumn and winter.
Brilliant. Now tell us, what have you planned, Michelle? You don't look a day over 40. What have you planned for your 50th, your big event? How are you going to keep it? Where are you going to get all of these? I presume you're getting them all together, are you? Are you all coming together?
We are. All the hoteliers are getting together in the Park Hotel in Kinmare next month. Okay, for our annual general meeting. And we'll kick off a year of celebrations, really, to celebrate the 50 years.
And then, your process for new members, how does that work? When will that be announced for the coming year?
So we'll be announcing that on November the 15th. And that'll announce who's coming in for next year.
Yeah, it's like the Oscars. It's very exciting. Now, tell me this. When you travel yourself, I love the job. I'm very jealous of your job. What drives you crazy when you go somewhere? Or what's your pet hate? Or what, so you say, oh my God, I can't believe that they did that.
I used to find it hard when I first went away, because before I worked, I'm 15 years with the Blue Book. Before that, I would have done a lot of events, and I'd be able to tell in every restaurant who needed a glass of wine, or you're always kind of watching. But now, my husband and I, we go away a lot to the UK. So we might pick somewhere like Cornwall or the Cotswolds. Part relaxation, part research, because often we stay in similar country house hotels. And I love looking at what they're doing. I'm interested in, are their guests happy? What are they doing? So it's, in a way, leisure time is research for me as well.
It's just impossible to separate the two.
But I would say, when you come back to Ireland, I'm very proud of the hotels we have here, the standard we have here, the level of hospitality we have here, and the welcome we have here. I think that's what makes Ireland special, that we really welcome people who come to visit us in Ireland, and we have to hold on to that.
Yeah, I think that is something. As a small country, we seem to really punch, we punch really above our weight in terms of, in that respect, don't we?
It's very, very competitive out there. When I'm out in the US and we're promoting Ireland, and we're lucky to have the support of Fáilte Ireland, Tourism Northern Ireland, and Tourism Ireland, that you know, you must remember that there are all these Mexico, Caribbean countries, France, Germany, Italy. They're all competing for those visitors. They're saying to them, come to Italy this. And we're there, little Ireland, going, oh no, come to Ireland. We're, you know, so it's very competitive, but we work very hard as an industry together to promote the island of Ireland. And yes, sometimes I'm promoting five-star hotels and luxury hotels. But, you know, we'll always say to someone, look, there are hostels available if you're coming on a different budget to Ireland or if you want to be. Really what we're trying to do as an industry is attract people to the island of Ireland.
Yeah, and I mean, that's wonderful. And of course, you have restaurants as well, which we touched on earlier. Like, I mean, great value. I mean, I remember being in Campania down in Kilkenny, and I mean, you have a good few of them, but the value is fabulous. They do a wonderful set menu. I think it was like 50 euros or something, but yeah. I can't remember. But I remember thinking it was the seriously great value.
It is. And I appreciate that for a lot of people, it's a special occasion, a Blue Book escape or a meal in a Blue Book property, especially now more than everything. But if you are going to treat yourself, I would make it special and make it memorable. And I think certainly, I hope that we are helping people create memories because we have people coming back for all their special occasions, you know, from engagements to their weddings, then when they're celebrating special occasions with their family. And we're very happy to be part of that journey through people's lives.
Well, Michelle, I really enjoyed you taking me all around Ireland in this lovely in this lovely little journey that we
in
had
luxury.
This evening. Absolutely, yeah. And I must say, it's really enjoyable. And under your stewardship, 15 years, I think you've done a great job. And happy birthday and congratulations. And as you were saying earlier, there's still, because of or whatever about that rugby, you know, there's still good availability. So that's great to know. And I guess a lot of people, you'll be very, very busy now with Christmas and vouchers coming up. Yeah.
Yes, it'll be a very busy time in the Blue Book. It always is. But it's a fun time as well. We love it every year. But Brilliant. It is crazy busy, yes.
And for anybody who wants to look up Michelle, it's just irelandsbluebook.com. Isn't
Absolutely,
that
irelandsbluebook.com. Thank
well,
you,
Michelle
Ed.
McGuire, thank you so much. Pleasure to see you again. And join us again next week when we'll be back with some more exciting guests.